Abbott and Costello program, brought to you by Camel, the cigarette that's first in the service according to actual sales records. See if your throat and your taste don't make Camel the first with you, too. Find out for yourself. Listen to the happy rhythms of Freddie Rich and his orchestra, the swingy songs of Connie Haynes. And with Halloween fast approaching, we remind you of the time Frankenstein met Dracula and said...
Hey, Costello, where have you been?
What?
Where have you been? Why are you all dressed up tonight?
Oh, Abbott, I just came from my cousin Corporal Hugo Costello's wedding.
Oh, so your cousin Hugo finally got married, eh?
Yeah.
Who did he marry?
Who did he marry?
Yeah.
He married a woman.
You dummy, of course he married a woman. Who ever heard of anybody marrying a man?
My mother did.
Oh, no. Talk sense. Did your cousin Hugo have a military wedding?
It must have been. Her father was carrying a gun.
Well... Well, I hope Hugo will be very happy.
I think he will, Abbott. Marriage is so romantic.
So
just
is.
Think, his ration books, her ration books,
yes.
Lying side by side on the kitchen table.
Yes. That is...
Side by side.
Side by side.
Ration books.
That is romantic.
Ration books side by side.
Yes.
That's the biggest hole I'm going to drill right here.
All right, wait a minute.
No more. I'll guarantee you.
Hey, wait a minute. Look.
Idiot, do you know?
All right, look, look. Look, by the way, who gave the bride away, Costello?
Huh?
Who gave the bride away?
Well, let me see. What page are you on?
No, never.
Who gave the bride away?
That's what I said. Don't you know? It's your own cousin.
Nobody.
Nobody?
No, I could have, but I cut my mouth shut.
Oh, no, no. No, Costello, I mean, who led her down the aisle?
Nobody let her. She knew the way blindfolded.
Look, Costello, somebody had to lead her down the aisle to meet her spouse.
To meet her what?
To meet her spouse. Hugo is the spouse.
Are you lost now?
No, no, no. No, no, don't you understand? A spouse. Her spouse.
Now, just a minute.
Now,
I got it. Just a minute.
Hugo is her spouse.
You can't call Uncle Hugo a spouse. He never touches a spouse.
No, no, I don't. Okay, okay. Then we'll say Hugo was the groom.
That's better. He was the groom before he got married, too.
Oh, now, wait a minute. How could he be the groom before he got married?
He took care of the general's horse.
Just give it.
Okay.
Never mind. Look, how did the bride look, Costello? Was she wearing a corsage?
Abbott, how can you ask me such a thing? I'm only a young boy.
Oh, now, no. I'm only asking you if the bride wore a corsage.
No, with her shape, she didn't need one.
No. Look, Costello, you saw the bride, didn't you?
Sure.
Well, what kind of clothes did she wear?
Oh, she had a beautiful torso.
Torso?
Yep. Every bride has to have a torso.
No, Costello. You mean a trousseau. Did you see her trousseau?
He wasn't there.
No. Who wasn't there?
Robinson Crusoe.
No. Listen, Costello.
You're talking like a kid.
No, I'm not talking that way. Listen, I'll explain it to you. When the bride came into the church, did you notice her train?
What train? She drove up in a second-hand Plymouth.
No. I'm talking about the train on her dress. Now, with every bridal dress, you get a train.
What store is giving those away? I bought a suit once. You got a baseball bat and a catcher's mitt, but I never got a train.
No, Costello. All right, will you please listen?
Sure.
Yes, when the bride walked into the church... Now, listen to me, please. When the bride walked into the church, was she dragging anything behind her?
Yeah, my cousin Hugo.
No. I'm talking about her dress. Did you see that long white piece of goods hanging from her dress?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Well, that was her train.
That was her train?
Yeah.
I tripped over that thing and tore it off.
You tore off her train?
Yep.
How did the bride look without a train?
She looked like a late freight with a loose caboose.
Costello, you're not fit to talk to an idiot.
Okay, then I'll have to write you a note.
Costello, will you shut up?
All right.
Shut up. Now, I have a definite reason for wanting to know about this wedding. Now, listen to me, please. I'm still thinking about your $75 that we have in the bank.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to make that money. Will you listen to me, please? Turn around here.
Go ahead.
All right, now we're going
to
take that money.
Look at you?
Yes. We're going to take that money and open a matrimonial agency.
Going to open up a matrimonial
That's
agency?
That's what we're going
Not
to
me,
do.
Not me, Abbott.
Why
I
not?
I'm going to be responsible for sticking guys with mother-in-laws.
Oh, what's
Not
wrong?
Not me.
What's wrong with mother-in-laws? You know what a mother-in-law is?
Yes. A mother-in-law is the Gestapo with bloomers.
No. But, Costello, think what a wonderful thing it would be to bring people together. Why, marriage is a wonderful thing.
Maybe, but I don't like the part where they throw the rice. They threw rice at my cousin Hugo today. No, they itch me all over.
No. Now, please. Your underwear doesn't fit our conversation.
My underwear will fit anything. My underwear will fit anything, except me.
All right, look.
Where am I?
I don't know where you're at. Costello, there's no use hogging. I've made up your mind.
Well, you always do.
Now, look, Tim. We're going to take your $75 and open a matrimonial agency. Now, look, you know we can make a fortune by uniting people in bonds of matrimony?
The bonds of matrimony?
Sure.
Are they anything like war bonds?
Oh, matrimony has nothing to do with war.
That ain't the way I heard it. And besides, Abbott, where are we going to get any customers? A guy has to be making a lot of money nowadays in order to get married.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Do you know what I was getting when I was married?
Do I know what you was getting when you got married?
Yes.
No, and I'll bet you didn't need it.
No, I get out of here.
In Saipan, one Marine says to another, "Hey, Joe, you got a camel?" And his pal says, "Sure," and hands him one. The same thing happens on an aircraft carrier off the Philippines and in the fighting beyond Aachen. And then, too, people at home are smoking more than ever before. So, unfortunately and unavoidably, there will be times when your dealer has to say to you, "Sorry, no camels today," when you ask for them. But remember this. Camel's kind, cool, throat-easy mildness and Camel's rich, full, fresh flavor make Camel's worth asking for again the very next time you buy cigarettes.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Camel's, the cigarette of costlier tobaccos. Inspired by Lou Costello's matrimonial venture, Freddie Rich and his musical matchmakers play The Very Thought of You, featuring the trumpet of Paul Giles.
$1 million, and I'll give you $1 million for your fee.
$1 million for me? Oh, boy. Come right over to the office.
I can't come over. They won't let me out of here. But I'm all right, I tell you. I'm all right.
Hey, Abbott, what paper did you put that ad in?
The Hardware Journal.
I thought so. One of the nuts just called up.
I'm looking for a man. I've got to have a man. I must have a man. I tell you, I must have a man.
Lady, put me down!
Just a minute, miss. What can we do for you?
All my life, I've been looking for the ideal man. And at last, I found him. I love this little fat boy. Oh, speak to me, my chubby little Romeo. Tell me that you love me. Speak to me. Speak to me. Why don't you say something?
I think
you're standing on my chest. Get it up!
Oh, you wonderful man. Take me in your arms, my little fat boy, and say that I am beautiful. Go ahead, say it.
I don't want it.
Oh, please say it. Say that I am beautiful.
Okay. I am beautiful.
Madam, we'll find a husband. Look, we'll find a husband if you'll just answer a few questions. Now, have you ever been married before?
Oh, yes. I was happily married for 15 years, but 7 years ago my husband disappeared. I'm afraid the poor man is dead.
Costello, just look at this poor woman.
Yes.
Her husband is dead.
I am looking at her. He isn't dead. He's hiding. Now get her out of here, Abbott. Look, Abbott, please. What kind of a business did you get me into? First a crazy guy calls up, and then a dame tries to run away with me. I'm going back to my old racket, raising pigs.
Raising pigs?
Yes, sir. I buy pigs in the fall for $2. I fatten them up and sell them in the spring for $2.
Wait a minute. You buy pigs in the fall for $2 and
sure.
You sell them in the spring for $2?
Sure.
Well, you can't make any money that way.
No, but I have the use of the pigs all winter.
I see. Uh-oh. This is probably another customer. Come in. Well, it's our friend Kissel.
Oh,
well. Kissel, what brought you here?
Well, I heard that you two kiddies were in the matrimonial business, so I left Chicago and I came out here on a greyhound.
You came out here on a greyhound?
Yes.
How did you ever stay on his back?
How did I stay on his back?
All right. I know. You don't like it.
I like it.
Yeah, I know. Look, we're very busy, Kitzel. What's on your mind?
Well, I would like to have the catering concessions for your wedding banquet because I'm serving the finest food and drink whom money can buy. You know, for instance, just look at this bottle of genuine French champagne.
That don't look like French champagne to me.
Now don't look like French champagne to him. There is the name right on the bottle here. Lucky Laguerre.
What's that?
Lucky Laguerre.
Lucky Laguerre?
Yes.
That's Lucky Lager.
Lucky Lager! Some foam, huh, kid?
Just a minute, Kitzel. How much do you charge to put on these wedding banquets?
Well, I don't like to disturb you, but I got two prices for banquets here, $5 and $10. For $5, I throw in the dessert.
And for $10?
Ooh, for $10, I carry it in. Gentlemen, I have here a sample of my most delicious dessert. It's called policeman cookies.
Policeman cookies?
Yeah, cupcakes.
I suppose you also make affectionate pie.
Affectionate pie?
That's where the top crust stuck on the bottom one. That's my line.
Costello, look, will you please cut it out? Kissel is just trying to make an honest living.
Yes, that's right, gentlemen, because you know I got a very big family to support. Would you believe it? Right now, I got living in my house Uncle Willie and Tilly and a loafer named Billy, Terrence and Clarence, and all my wife's parents, Louie and Fred. They sleep under the bed. Joe and Flo, and on the deck porch, there's Moo. Not to mention
Bert, Merton, the 2-year-old squirt, Annie and Fanny are sleeping with Granny, Mike and two tramps are doubling with Brad, and old Uncle Avery is sleeping with Baby.
It's crowded in more.
Hey,
the possible theme song for the Abbott and Costello Matrimonial Bureau, our singing star Connie Haynes suggests It Had to Be You. Sing it out there, Connie.